As public school students in New York sit at their desks today taking the Common Core-based English language arts tests, a nationally known opponent of the controversial education curriculum is in Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, education historian Dr. Diane Ravitch spent the day Tuesday at Syracuse University.
Ravitch, who's extensively written about the issue and is the author of a very popular anti-Common Core blog, doesn't have anything good to say about the new, more rigorous curriculum that's taken over New York's classrooms. First, there's the way it was conceived.
The process was extremely secretive. It was done behind closed doors. There were few, if any, teachers. I don't think there were any teachers on the writing team.
And because the experts weren't at the table.
I'm talking about people with the knowledge of children with disabilities, people with experience with early childhood education. And so many of the standards are completely developmentally inappropriate.
So what has the Common Core wrought? She says an over-reliance on testing.
They don't have time for play. They don't have time to socialize. It's all academics all the time.
And a deepening of the division between rich and poor.
Children who will be left behind will be the children in poverty. The children who need the most help will get the least help. And the children who are already winners will be winners yet again.
She's not impressed by a portion of the state budget passed this week, which delays inclusion of tests on students' records for 2 years.
It's simply to get through the election. So to calm down the parents and say, your child won't be punished this year. 2 years from now, your child will be punished.
Ultimately, she says the way to improve education in this country is to attack the root of the problem, poverty and segregation. And she's encouraged by the growing number of parents who are refusing to let their children take the Common Core test.
Gosh, it took 70 years to get rid of the Soviet Union. Let's hope it doesn't take 70 years to get rid of this nonsense. This is child abuse.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.